Such a treat on 94.7 The Wave. I am Deborah Howell. Guess who just called in? A man named Common.
Peace. Hey, Deborah. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for calling. I know you've had quite the day.
Yes. Thank you for having me. It's been a great day, though. I'm like...
As is every day.
Yes, you're right. Every day is great. So I'm just thankful for the day. I've been doing meetings and getting my, you know, talking about the new music, playing the new music, you know, celebrating. We had a great performance last night in L.A. So I'm excited. I'm happy to be here.
Well, we couldn't be more pleased to have you. Your new album, speaking thereof, it's called Let Love, on yellow vinyl, no doubt. I love that.
Yes. Well, yeah, it'll be on vinyl in all formats, but it's definitely an album that you would love to hear on vinyl.
For sure. And there are so many aficionados on the Wave listening family list who love their vinyl. So I know they're going to pick that up as soon as it drops.
Oh, thank you. That song, I love performing that song. I love the energy of it. It's produced by Kareem Riggins and Samora Pender Hughes and Bernice Travis, but Swiss added another energy. People always ask me, does Swiss produce that? I'm like, nah, cause but he just added a super energy to it. We just shot a second video for the Hercules song, and I'm really excited. It's a different type of song for me, and I think it's one of those songs for me that, like, I always want songs that people can work out to or jog or do something of that nature, and I feel like, oh, man, that's one of those songs.
That song's going to slay it in the gyms.
Yes. Yes, I need those. I love those.
But if you want a silky slow jam, Her Love, baby. Oh, man.
Her Love is like, it's a love song to hip-hop. And really, it's a mid-tempo, you know, mellow type of feel, but it still has that raw hip-hop energy, soulful. It's produced by the late, great Jay Dilla, who produced The Light and all these other songs for me, who were just incredible. But to be able to have Daniel Caesar on that song and to be talking about hip-hop culture right now and my love for it, I'm just excited about that piece.
It's that new hip-hop renaissance that's going on, and you are a huge part of that, plus a huge part of the silver screen action. I understand that you have a new movie coming out with Tiffany Haddish called The Kitchen. What's your role in that?
Yeah, I play a detective in that. The Kitchen is a film that's based off of actually a graphic novel, but it's about Hell's Kitchen in the late 70s and these Irish mobsters who get locked up and their wives take over the organization.
Uh-huh.
Tiffany Haddish is one of those wives, along with Melissa McCarthy and Elizabeth Moss. And I'm the detective on that case trying to figure out who's doing all the stuff they're doing.
Oh, you got to get to the bottom of it. I love it. I couldn't have picked a better person to do that.
Thank you. I mean, I love acting. I love playing in films that are exciting and different. Period pieces are fun, especially that time period. I had to wear a little thick mustache where people were calling me Steve Harvey and LeVar Ball and Drake's dad for a long time.
I love it. The Kitchen comes out in theaters August 5th. Wave family, you know what to do. You got to support. Now, listen, if you could have one outstanding personal day in your life to relive and then one outstanding professional day in your life to relive, what would those be?
The personal would probably be the birth of my daughter. That was just one of those things, you know, I kind of rewind in my mind. And I don't know, it's just like the more I'm growing and evolving, the more present I can be. I felt I was present there, but now I could be like even just, I don't know. It would be incredible to have that experience. And then professionally, it would be performing at the Oscars with John Legend doing Glory. That was the moment that professionally I just, man, this is a beautiful experience. What we were up there for just made me just feel as purposed as ever. So I love that.
When you're laying back at the end of your life, you're going to think about that moment and going, that really was glory.
Yes, and to God be the glory, really. And it was that truly was glory.
You know, speaking of that, I've just read that Americans are becoming more depressed over the last decade than they used to be, which is why we need you and your positivity, and you always lift us up and wake us up every time you hit the mic, and I just want to thank you for that.
Oh, thank you so much, Deborah. That is my intention. I want to be a light to all people and to people and the human beings who are feeling that anxiety or depression or fears, which we all feel, and I feel it at times, but I just want to overcome that with a brighter spirit, with more love and just more greatness and just God reflection.
Just keep on doing that, please. Now, you know what else lifts us up is travel. I ask a lot of people this, and this is when I see the spark in their eyes. What's the best place you've ever been on Earth?
and why.
Deborah Howe on 94.7 The Wave, where I've been talking on the phone about a whole bunch of stuff with Common. We're jumping into this question right now. What's the best place you've ever been on Earth?
I would say the best place I've ever been on Earth would be Hawaii. It's something so peaceful about it. I don't feel the tension, stress of anything there. The beauty of the island is just amazing. And the people are so welcoming and so open. The food is wonderful.
Chocolate macadamia nuts.
And the waters, it's just the best place on the planet for me that I've been.
Do you have a favorite island?
I actually like Honolulu. I've only been to Honolulu and Maui. I know people tell me Kauai is the place, but I haven't been there to say that. So Honolulu is good. It was great for me. I've been there several times. I even been there to record music just because I love the environment.
Well, you got to put that in your next contract. You got to record in Kauai.
Yeah, that would be it. Oh, man, come on. That would be incredible.
Let's talk about tomorrow night, because this is really important to our audience. The Hyatt Regency Newport Beach Summer Concert Series is a pretty special thing. It's a Southern California tradition. You are going to love performing under the stars with the Back Bay sparkling behind you. What kind of performance are you going to bring tomorrow night?
We bring something very high-spirited, something very loving, something inspiring, something creative. It's a combination of theater and music, and I feel like it's truly a presentation, and I'm looking forward to it. I love giving music to the people and giving performance to the people. People will leave there excited and feeling good about life.
They should. And who's going to be with you on stage to help that happen?
I'll have my band. My band is incredible. That goes from Mark Kohlenberg, our drummer, to Junius Burvine, a keyboard player, some more Pender Hughes, keyboards and vocalists. DJ Dummy is our music director, and DJ Burtis, Boom Boom, Bishop Travis, and Musina Abdul Kareem. These are the musicians that join me on the stage. No guest appearances, really. It's just all about this show that we present, and we're very inspired and spirited and putting out great art.
But we couldn't be more excited about it, Common. There are still just a very few tickets left, and you can grab them at HyattConcerts.com. I know you're going to kill it tomorrow night. Break a leg. Thank you so much for being with us on 94.7 The Wave today.
Thank you for having me. It's been great. Have a great rest of the day. I'll see everybody tomorrow in Newport Beach. Hyatt Regency Newport Beach, y'all. The show. Let's go.
And let love have the last word.
Let love.
Aloha, Common.
Aloha. Peace.
And if you want to keep up with more of our guests and destinations, just follow us on Instagram at destinations.podcast. Have a great one.